Religion. One time, at a small Hindu temple outside Benares, after attendant monks had fed the images, we watched three young country women, field workers, come dancing through the hall. They pressed their palms beneath their chins, mudra, it's called, at each niche-seated shrine, and lovingly stroked the many lingams scattered about the room. One time, at a modest church in Athens, we asked about the silver body parts, an eye, an ear, a foot, a hand, hung near the altar. These, we learned, were offerings to God, reverent rewards for miraculous cures. One time, in Chiang Mai, as we climbed the steps to the Buddhist temple, our young female guide cringed to one side as two saffron-robed monks descended. Had she even accidentally touched them, she explained, they would be soiled. One time, in Jerusalem, we saw men strangely dressed, furiously bending back and forth, inverted pendulums. Davening, it's called, facing a wall made holy by antiquity. One time, in Mashhad, at midnight, we doffed our shoes and entered the eighth imam's sequined shrine. The pilgrims there, around the imam's fretwork tomb, fastened colored threads to their afflicted parts to guide divine afflatus and cure their pain. One time in Guajajo, we ogled 10th century art, displaying sexual excess, rude variations on the temple's outer walls, not well understood. Tantric yoga, some scholars inadequately explain. They ornament those holy precincts and do wonders for the tourist trade. One time in Taipei, we bought some paper money, an offering to burn. We threw the sticks and got one marked 26. The assistant Taoist priest, looking through the book, pronounced our good fortune. In the courtyard stood a new pickup truck, brought for blessing. Firecrackers attached to each corner made an awful din and drove away the demons. One time outside Kathmandu, we came upon prayer wheels spinning in the wind. Each revolution reinforced the mantra until, perhaps, it could not be ignored. One time in Rome, we saw parishioners kneel at the altar rail and receive a consecrated wafer on their tongues. It was the flesh of God, we learned. One time, outside Siem Reap, I climbed an ancient temple. At the tower's top, with ant-like folks below, I raised my arms. I could not stop myself and howled, "Thus saith the Lord your God." No one looked up. Abashed, I crept down and went away.